Title, Big Head, Big Dreams, Big Mistake? Content, at least on paper, episode 23 was a heartwarming story of new beginnings. Sure, Richard was subjected to an excruciating limbo during which Lori interviewed other people for his job as CEO. But it turns out that was only for Richard's own good to make sure Richard would be seen as the best choice after a rigorous selection process, not as the guy who got his job back because he was hanging around the office. There was a smallish hiccup when the indignity of Lori's process caused Richard to snap and air all his pent-up grievances to a code/rag reporter, who could have ruined everything for Richard by printing his tirade. But fortunately, Big Head saved the day by providing the reporter an even bigger story about how Gavin Belson scrubbed the internet of negative references to Belson or Nucleus. By the end of the episode, Richard is reinstated as CEO and Pied Piper is relaunching work on the platform with a brand new batch of cheap, foreign engineers. Meanwhile, Ehrlich's persistent pressure on Big Head pays off, and Big Head agrees to form a microfund/incubator/VC firm as a general partnership with Ehrlich, thus begins Backmanity. Ehrlich and Big Head each contribute all of their cash and assets to the partnership, except, notably, Ehrlich refuses to contribute his shares of Pied Piper. What does all that mean? To begin with, a general partnership is a separate legal entity. It is formed when two or more people agree to carry on a for-profit business as co-owners. Forming a partnership does not even require documentation. Whenever two people carry on as co-owners of a business, as long as they don't specifically form a different kind of entity, like a corporation or a limited liability partnership, then they have formed a general partnership even if they didn't mean to do so. However, Ehrlich is only contributing $36,000 to Backmanity, while Big Head is contributing the proceeds of his holy severance last valued at $20 million. Ehrlich wants documentation of this deal, so he dictates a partnership agreement for Big Head to sign. Ehrlich's decision to form a general partnership is interesting though. The huge disadvantage of general partnerships is that each of the partners is personally liable for all debts and obligations of the partnership. This means that if the partnership can't pay its bills, creditors can come after Ehrlich's and Big Head's personal assets, like their houses, cars, bongs, shares of companies, e.g. Pied Piper, not contributed to the partnership, etc. In addition, each of the partners can bind the partnership. Each partner can sign contracts for which the partnership will be liable, and the partnership is liable for all the activities of each of the partners in the course of partnership business. If a partner, while doing partnership business, injures someone or commits a tort, then the partnership is liable. In other words, if Ehrlich runs over the BAMBOT while buying supplies for Backmanity, then Backmanity is liable for damage to the BAMBOT. And Ehrlich and Big Head can each be held personally liable if Backmanity doesn't pay up. In contrast, limited liability partnerships, LLPs, limited liability companies, LLCs, and corporations generally protect the members, owners, or shareholders from being personally liable for the organization's debts and obligations. For these reasons, forming Backmanity as a general partnership has created endless possible ways things could go drastically wrong for Ehrlich and Big Head. And even though Ehrlich is pretty clearly taking advantage of Big Head, it looks like Big Head might have created the first possible threat to their fledgling venture. Back in episode 19, Big Head signed a confidentiality and non-disparagement agreement with Hooli in exchange for his $20 million severance payment. Big Head agreed not to say anything negative about Gavin or Hooli, publicly or privately for life, but in order to save Richard's CEO job, Big Head gave the code/rag reporter an even bigger story about Gavin Belson's attempt to scrub the internet. When the story goes public, Hooli is almost certain to consider this a breach of the agreement and come after Big Head to get the $20 million back. What happens to Backmanity then? Perhaps not all is lost. The first thing to remember is that a partnership is a separate legal entity, and it is not liable for Big Head's actions unless those actions